Have your say. 1300 872911. John McKenzie, 4CA.
Well, another blow for local tourism operators. I don't know how bad a blow yet. There's mixed reports coming through because late last week, of course, with the COVID lockdown, there were cancellations all over the place and some very distraught operators, particularly when it came to accommodation and, I presume, the people doing tours as well. But funnily enough, I'm casting around yesterday, some of those vacancies had been taken up enthusiastically by people from other places like Brisbane and Sydney. So let's try and get a handle on what's going on. This is from the Cairns Post a couple of days ago. This is athletes, bikes and bags crammed aboard flights north as Ironman competitors narrowly escaped the Victorian hotspot. The airport here recorded a bumper run of flights that were comparable to pre-COVID levels. Now, this is Richard Barker out at the airport. He expected this Victorian lockdown to last days, not weeks. Fingers crossed. Now, it goes on in the same article to quote Mark Olson, TTNQ's chief executive Mark Olson, saying this: the Victorian lockdown would impact the destination's largest interstate market. When he gives the figures, it takes your breath away, really. He says this: Victorians contribute over 1 million a day to our region from 323,000 visitors annually. It's an incredible figure, isn't it? That's prior to the pandemic. He went on to say, we understand the need for the lockdown, but hope it can end soon once this virus is contained. Now, I've just put a call through. He's just come to the phone very readily. Chief Executive TTNQ, Mark Olson. Good morning.
Morning, John. Welcome back.
And thank you. Let's have a talk about, well, the feelings around town when that announcement was made. Of course, the thing that surprised me was some of the operators saying how quickly those cancellations came through. And I guess no surprises there, but it's taken operators up here by surprise. I think a lot of people thought, oh, at long last, we're over the worst of this.
Oh, most operators were certainly starting to feel that way. We were very optimistic about a strong COVID-free winter. Everyone in the health sector across Australia has done such a good job, and it is a real setback. So it's another confidence blow to the industry, not only here, but right across Australia. And as you saw from the numbers, Victoria is a really important market for us. It's $1 million a day coming into our community from hundreds of thousands of Victorians over April, particularly for places like Port Douglas and Palm Cove. Nearly 40% of the visitors coming through are out of Greater Melbourne. Well, so a really important segment. Certainly the immediate response was quite a lot of cancellations. But as you said, we have had quite a lot of pent-up demand. And people from other places who were heading to Victoria also were looking for other locations. So we also saw that pick back up again. Still a hit to the region. It will take a little bit of time for people to get their confidence back again, but we're really hoping to see this done and dusted, not only for our sakes, but obviously for our friends in Victoria who are going through yet another lockdown.
Well, those late bookings couldn't go anywhere near sorting out that 40% down, could they?
No, there's still going to be operators who are feeling the pinch. All we can do now is hope that it can get under control really quickly and we can see those forward bookings that are so strong for June, July and all the way out to August and September that they aren't impacted. So that's the most critical bit. Obviously, you know, businesses like Ironman have done such a great job in setting up for their 10th year here in the region are feeling a bit of the impact. But as you said, a lot of people organised to get themselves out of Victoria and into Queensland early.
Yeah.
So we hope that gets to go ahead without too much impact.
Well, exactly. It'll be interesting to see how the Esplanade's going to cope with that as well. They're working flat out down there to try and get as much done as possible. Anyway, that's another matter altogether. While I've got you there, Mark, I just want to talk to you about, well, this Trans-Tasman route. Let me take you back to Friday once again. Cairns Airport dusting off the red carpet at the International Terminal to welcome Trans-Tasman visitors with the resumption of direct flights from Auckland next month. Have you got any details like dates when all this is going to happen and which airlines will be running that route?
Yeah, definitely. So Cairns will be welcoming flights from both Qantas and Air New Zealand. Qantas is starting first in the over the weekend, so they'll be coming in for the first flights this weekend. And then travelling through. So they're running 3 days a week. And then Air New Zealand will enter the market a little bit later, closer to the New Zealand school holidays, which come in right on the end of our school holidays here in Queensland. And that should see us all the way through to the end of October. And we're hoping that one or either of the airlines will see that strong growth coming out of Auckland into the warm climes of Cairns and the Great Barrier Reef. And they'll look to extend that normal seasonal service out a little bit longer. So I think the outbound numbers have been exceeding the inbound numbers into other ports in Australia. But we've just finished a piece of research in New Zealand looking at motivators for travel, and they are definitely keen, as many Australians have been, at taking that international holiday and doing something a little different. And the Great Barrier Reef remains one of those key selling points for Kiwi travellers looking to do something a little different when they're not going to the islands or Hawaii or Fiji.
Air New Zealand still not intent to extend 12 months a year, you don't think?
We really hope so. I think everyone is watching really closely. It's so difficult, John, to really get a read on the market. We would have thought that once the Trans-Tasman bubble opened, the numbers would have flowed through very quickly. But I think a lot of New Zealanders are still tentative, and they're watching really closely how we deal with the outbreaks. They don't want to be caught on the other side of the Tasman, in the same way that a lot of Aussies were very tentative at first as the border openings started to occur, to be sure that they weren't caught on the other side. So we really need to get the Victoria situation sorted, get back to rebuilding that confidence. But we know that being a COVID-safe destination, who is taking it quite seriously, and I've just been travelling over to the other side of the country, and the West Australians also take it really seriously. I felt very safe and very confident travelling in Australia, because I think the authorities continue to do a great job, as do our restaurants and cafes and all of the frontline guys who are working so hard to make sure that everyone's safe.
Now, this one has emerged this morning for discussion, and that's opening up the bubble to include the Pacific Islands. Are you across this discussion?
Oh, well, I got the same as you, read the press this morning from the Prime Minister. You know, we know that our tourism friends in the islands have been suffering. It's been very, very difficult for them. But I think the challenge for us, and certainly for a destination like Cairns, is recognising that not being able to travel out to those warm tropical islands has been one thing that's been really motivating Aussies to holiday at home. So there's going to need to be a balance there between supporting domestic travel and supporting destinations like Cairns and the Great Barrier Reef, who have also suffered greatly through the COVID restrictions, and starting to open up travel to other parts of the Pacific. So I think Aussies will be a little bit tentative also just about getting started there, but we know what a difference tourism makes to those communities. So we're in the same boat as Australia's most popular tropical destination. We'd like to stay that way.
Now, just an update, if you can help me with the local operators. I'm a couple of weeks out of touch with the reef operators. They've been working under those restrictions, which some of them are very, very disappointed with. Have you got any update on how they're travelling out there?
Look, we're hearing good signs from the reef operators. You know, we're still only talking, John, about 50 or 60% of the pre-COVID levels because of both the restrictions, the staff shortages, and the way that the domestic market travels compared to international. So it's still a really tough time for our reef operators. We'd love to see those restrictions lifted wherever possible to increase the number of people that the reef operators can carry at peak times, knowing that they do such a great job of ensuring that they're COVID safe. So I know that's a conversation that AMTO and the reef fleet have been having with the Queensland government, and there was quite productive conversations held with the Premier when she was in town launching the Work in Paradise campaign. I think we're seeing some good numbers of people coming through back into the industry off the back of that campaign and other efforts. So what we need to do now is make sure that the operators can make the most of this winter, because it will be another tough summer with international borders predicted to remain closed until 2022.
Yeah. Always good to catch up, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Lots of information there. He's the Chief Executive, Tourism Tropical North Queensland, Mark Olson.